Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
All right, so Landfill's in there dancing. Me and B put our hands up. Jeff doesn't have headphones in, doesn't know what's going on. White Brian, did you see White Brian's effort right there? It was like a 0.3 out of 10. He, like, lifted his wrist up.
You know we can hear everything that go on in the studio, right?
Well, you didn't dance either, Jeff.
I threw my hand up. What are you talking about?
You didn't throw your hands up. Your hands on that phone.
Went just like this.
You like this.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, because you weren't looking at me.
I saw White Brian give a 0.3 out of 10 effort, though. All right. Phone lines are lit. Our guy Crank is on the line. Well, Crank, give me your credit pie.
My guys, man, Victory Monday, man. Feel good. It feel good to go to work and talk trash to all these Ravens fans who are at work crying, man. Everybody's crying right now. But look, I got a lot, so everybody getting 10%. I'm going to get 10% to Mikey because Mikey showed up and played like Frozone. He played with the swag. He was picking, B-Mix, I know you noticed this, he was picking players up and dumping them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were wrapping up yesterday, dog.
Man, they was wrapping up. Look, the next 10% go to Johnny Newton for them hands in the passing lane that created that pick for Frozone. 10% goes to the edges just for setting the edge. And then when they got the right to pass rush, they got home, and they all rushed in unison. The edges wasn't up the field too far, which allowed them A and B guys to get the pressure up the middle. 10% go to Quan Martin for just playing fast, creating turnovers. 10% go to Ken Law for being unblockable. All them callers that was mad about Ken Law getting paid, man, he been balling this year. Lattimore gets 10% just for playing fast, communicating on the back end. Jalen Lane gets 10% for playing fast in that slack. Even though you're not getting the ball, you're just taking the top off, which is allowing Debo to play underneath and be wide open. 10% go to Jewel McGee for playing fast in them eight, man. Thank you for putting him on the field, Whit. Thank you for putting Joel McGee on the field. 10% go to Luke McCaffrey for just balling like how he been balling in the last 3 weeks. And the last 10% go to JD5 and Bill and that backfield. That's an unstoppable backfield. Too much speed, too much trickery, too much everything, man. Hail to the Redskins, and I'm going to take it off the air because I know I was long-winded, Pose.
It was good, dude. Listen, if it's a good call, you can go long.
Yeah, you can go long.
If you have a weird arbitrary beef with Terry McLaurin, I'm going to cut you off.
Hell yeah.
We got a bunch of them coming in via social. DC Dave says 25% to Jaden, 25% to Bill, 10% to All-Pro Revo, 10% to Luke, Revo 10% plays, to Payne, baby. 20% to Tyler Biadasz. Great team win. Biadasz was really, really good yesterday. They blocked well throughout. He was really good. He got to the second level on a number of screens.
A few times.
Made some big blocks for Bill.
I met Jay Lane's dad last night. It was cool.
I'd like to meet him. Maybe I met him draft weekend. But I like asking Jalen what the call was like with his dad because he talks to his dad after every game.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen laughs about it a lot of the time. Jalen's just such a cool kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Lay back.
Definitely. Jamal is in D.C. What's up, Jamal? What's your credit pie look like?
JP, B. Mitch, what's going on?
What up, bro?
All right, man. All right, everything good, man. My credit pie going up. I'm going to go 10% to the fans because, man, like we showed out yesterday. I wasn't there personally, but when they showed that the angle on the first Chargers field goal attempt, when we jumped off, I mean, it was all burgundy and gold from that end zone shot. And that was just beautiful to see. I love that. So 10% to the fans. Another 10% is going to go to Bill, of course. That man did his thing, man. I understand he might not understand everything, and I get it. I'm not an idiotic fan. I get it. It's more to playing football for a running back than just running the ball. But damn, that man passed the eye test, man. Bill, whatever it is, you got to figure out. Hurry up and figure it out, brother, because we need to see you on that field a lot more. That was great to see. 20% are going to the coaches, man. I felt like after last week, all us as fans, we killed the coaches after that performance against Atlanta, and I felt that they responded, man. I love the game plan on both sides of the ball. The defense was flying around. They were opportunistic. They were creating turnovers. I love to see that. Shout out to the coaches. The last 60, we're going to go 30% to two particular people. So we're going to break this down 15-15 with this 30, and that's going to go to Debo and to De'Ron Payne. I don't care what nobody say. They've been our MVP all day. Them two dudes have showed up every game. They have balled out. My favorite play in football is when the big guy makes the tackle for a loss. I'm talking about on the screen, and we've seen multiple times of De'Ron Payne doing that this year. He's done it again yesterday. That was beautiful. And Debo, brother, man, brother, I can't even come up with the words to say, but man, that dude is a baller. I am loving him. He has definitely been the most consistent player on offense so far through 5 weeks. And, of course, the last 30 going to none other than JD5. That guy, look, forget the numbers. Forget the numbers, man. Just when he's out there, the way that teams have to play us just because he's on the field, you see it, y'all. It's just night and day, man. Like, the way that teams have to attack us because of his legs and the way he makes – yo, that throw to Luke McCaffrey, that defender was playing great defense. Like, yo, I need people to go watch that play, yo. Like, that defender's there. He did what you would want to do. That's damn near coachable tape you would use on defense. However, JD's just one of them ones, and he put it in a spot to where only Luke was going to catch it or drop it. Y'all, we got one of the ones at quarterback, y'all.
Yeah.
And when now that he's back, I feel great against whoever we go up against. We got these punk-ass Bears coming up who I didn't really care about like that prior to last year because they fans was hating on us all crazy. So hopefully this Monday coming up, we hashtag B2AM, and we head to that game that y'all know we can't wait to get to, man. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Great call, Jamal.
All right, bro.
A lot of energy. I like that call. We're going to keep the phone lines open all day, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let everybody chime in. Everybody can do their credit pie. I wanted to tell you a quick story, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned on Thursday or Friday when we had Ian Harditz on the line just about my, like, fantasy team struggles, right?
All right.
In one league yesterday, just because of buys and everything else, I started both Bill and Debo. I won in that league.
Yeah,
you'd be shocked to find that out.
Hey, about time.
And then
about time you do something smart as a damn owner.
Well, let me ask you this. You know my boy Gio from NBC and Telemundo, right?
Uh-huh.
Gio Delfa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Gio was all in on Bill during our draft, drafted him early. His team name has become Should I Start Bill? Because he just doesn't know if he can trust him from a fantasy perspective.
Uh-huh.
I played Gio yesterday. Gio did not start Bill.
Well, Gio not very smart.
Then. I am beating Gio's ass.
Not very smart.
In our league, Bill went for... Yo, damn, I didn't realize this. He didn't start Bill, and he didn't start Steph Diggs, who went off last night. So shout out to Gio. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. Phone lines are going to stay open. Santana Moss will join us at noon. Lorenzo Neal at 1. Phones all day. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in, when you get in on action with 30% profit boost tokens this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost token. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking D.C. sports and having fun chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.